The budget for the University of Wisconsin is among those yet to be decided, and it's controversial this year. The governor's budget would effectively spin off the UW-Madison from the rest of the system, giving it more flexibility when it comes to setting tuition and paying faculty. Leaders from other UW campuses are fighting the move. They're worried about what a spinoff would mean for them, and are pushing a competing plan that would give at least some flexibility system-wide. But the biggest unresolved issue for Republicans is whether to pass a plan to curb union bargaining rights again. And if so, when? A Dean County judge struck the law down last week, ruling that legislators broke the open meetings law when they passed it. Republican Budget Committee co-chair Robin Voss said the ruling didn't change anything. Voss said he did not plan to pass the collective bargaining plan again before Joint Finance wraps up its work this week. He says he's still hoping the state Supreme Court will step in.
I'm still optimistic that that's going to happen. We'll see. The arguments are June 6th, so we've got hopefully an expedited calendar after that to be able to have the Supreme Court tell us we were right.
Once the Finance Committee is done, it puts the budget in the hands of the full legislature. Leaders there have said they want it passed by mid-June. Recall elections for at least 3 state senators and possibly 9 are scheduled for July 12th. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.